You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
It is that time. The NFL is finally here, and it all begins tonight in Tampa, Florida. Chris Carlin on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Hit up SiriusXM Channel 80. That's where we are as well. And you can hit us up on the call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That is your Dr. Pepper call-in line. We are presented by our good friends at Progressive Insurance. And yes, we are finally here. We are finally here. We have finally made it to the NFL season, which begins this evening in Tampa. And I couldn't be more excited, as I know you couldn't be either. It's a shame we're going to start it with a blowout, because that's what it honestly feels like. The Buccaneers have a 70% chance to win tonight. That's according to ESPN FPI. And how about this? So far, roughly 90% of the money for tonight's game has been put on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, normally, I would be the guy that would tell you, well, go the other way. Run. I don't know that I would here, because Tom Brady's never lost to Dallas. Take that for what it means. Probably not a whole lot. But the defense of the Dallas Cowboys is not very good. And the offense of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is very, very, very good. In fact, many believe it could be even better than it was a season ago, including Pro Football Hall of Famer Tony Dungy, former coach of the Buccaneers and the Indianapolis Colts, Super Bowl champion, who is on with Key, J. Will, and Max.
Well, you know, I saw them last year, and everybody was thinking big things early. And I, knowing Tom and competing against him, I thought it was going to be tough with really no training camp and not getting that timing right. But I think they're going to be so much better on offense. As a matter of fact, I talked to my buddy Clyde Christensen, who coaches the quarterbacks, and he says they're light years ahead of where they were at this time last year. So I expect them to come out firing, and I think they're going to have a fantastic year on offense.
Light years ahead of where they were? How is that possible? Well, it's a full season of Antonio Brown, theoretically. It's Chris Godwin. It's Mike Evans. It's Rob Gronkowski. It's a terrific offensive line. It's a two-headed monster of Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones. And then it is the ageless one. And we always say that in reference to Tom Brady, and I really don't have an answer, not as to how Brady has continued to win and win and win in the league, but how he has continued to win and win and win against time. How is this possible? I mean, if you look back at history, you understand that nobody beats time. Eventually, they all break down and they all lose a step, and it just hasn't happened. Well, I would bring you back to 2 years ago when Brady left New England, and when he did, he left on the heels of his last pass being a pick six to Logan Ryan in a playoff game against the Tennessee Titans. It was a bad way to end it, and Brady did not look like he was anywhere near the same player that he was. And when you think about it, you understand why that was the case and why it's been so much better in Tampa. Tom Brady has so many weapons to work with. So many times over the years, he has made the players around him better. I mean, for Pete's sake, he's made more money for players than their agents have. I mean, I think about some of the receivers over the years that made the money that they did, the Julian Edelmans, the guys like, you know, Deion Branch, David Patton, so many receivers that got paid a good amount of money because Brady made them look fantastic. And now he needed the help on the flip side, and he's been getting it because he has all of that talent that we just outlined around him, and it makes him that much better, and it really wipes out what is the undefeated aspect of time eventually coming for everyone. Because it does. Time eventually comes for every professional athlete, and yet it hasn't for him. But when you think about Brady, you think about what the Buccaneers have in front of him and the one thing that he has not accomplished, and that is going through an entire season from front to back, ending with a Super Bowl championship undefeated. He came close in 2007 before they lost the Super Bowl to the Giants. He came closer than anyone has besides the 72 Dolphins. And nobody's ever done it in a 16-game schedule. And I think back to Patrick Mahomes this offseason and his proclamation that he felt like the team could go 20-0 this year. I think it's probably a lot better chance that Brady's Buccaneers could go 20-0 this season. All right, let's head out to the Goodyear Hotline right now. We welcome in ESPN senior NFL insider Chris Mortensen with us. Chris, it is Chris Carlin on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Appreciate a few minutes. How you doing?
I'm doing great. We're ready for some real football.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Mort, is there any truth to the rumor that if Zach Martin had made the trip, Jerry Jones would have been running around swabbing his nose and trying to swap samples to get him on the field tonight?
I can't deny that could have possibly happened. Listen, they waited. It didn't happen. You have to be asymptomatic, and you got to have two straight negative tests over a 48-hour period, and that's not going to happen. And so, even though they were holding out slim hope, they planned to play this game without Zach Martin once they realized his situation, even though he is vaccinated. And so, therefore, it just makes it a little tougher on the Cowboys tonight against that great Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense.
Well, let's talk about that. Mort, you have a situation with Dak who has not been hit as of yet, really since last October at this point, and he is going up against a great, great defensive front. Where do the Cowboys feel like he is right now? How far, if you had to ask them, would they say he is away from really being, I don't want to say 100%, but more closer to being acclimated to where he was before he got hurt?
Yeah, I think that we would say this about any quarterback, including Tom Brady, if he had been injured last October or November and hadn't been hit or hadn't played in a real preseason game full speed. I mean, you're going to get the rust knocked off. But Dak's a fearless guy. That's not the reason he got hurt last week, because he is fearless. But at the same time, there's a game plan. I mean, the quarterback must always be able to protect himself regardless of his injury history. And protecting yourself is not just means mobility. It means seeing what's coming at you, setting your protections right, and getting the ball out of your hands. Example, it's one reason why Mac Jones is kind of like amazed people with what he's done up in New England, because he's so good at that. Dak's very good at that himself. But, yeah, listen, it's different. It's real football. You're going to get hit. The Buccaneers, what Todd Bowles, their defensive coordinator, did with that defense as the season evolved was phenomenal. I mean, and now you're Jason Pierre-Piol saying this is the best he's ever felt. We didn't even talk about Shaq Lawson. By the way, there's a guy named Devin White who's going to make anybody nervous. And that's a heck of a defense. But, you look at the Cowboys, and, you got to figure that Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator, is going to have a game plan that, can get the ball out of his hands at times quickly. Zeke Elliott, Zeke Elliott's a good running back, but he also can catch the ball, which gives you something to do in terms of counteracting and protecting yourself. And we know they have three outstanding receivers. Not to mention, here's one other thing. They're pretty good at the tight end positions, which means they can offer – maybe some help on the two tackle positions if necessary. But that still doesn't mean you won't have some level of rust going into this game. There's not a level of fear, by the way. It's just a matter of you got to see it.
Chris Mortensen, ESPN senior NFL insider, joining us via the Goodyear Hotline. Chris Carlin on ESPN Radio. Mort, T.J. Watt and the Steelers, how is this playing out right now? How far apart are they from getting this done with seemingly the Steelers unwilling to guarantee beyond that first year of the contract?
That's what their family policy has always been. And there's a lot of reasons why family history and league rules in terms of funding guarantees, and even though that's improved. But my instinct and gut And obviously some information is that we'll probably, you know, we'll probably see a deal get done by Friday. You know, he can go play for his $10 million or, you know, take the deal that they do. They're not breaking their tradition as of right now, which is, you know, they'll give him his signing bonus. That's going to be guaranteed money, a signing bonus. And they'll have some roster bonus on day three of next year, but that's not guaranteed. But I let's just say this. I'd be shocked if he isn't playing against the Bills. I expect him to play against the Bills. He's practicing, and I think he will have a new contract.
Mort, when you look at the 49ers and Jimmy G being the starter, what's the likely outcome this year? Is it Trey Lance in package and situations, or is it Trey Lance eventually being the starter?
Well, I think it's Trey Lance in package and situations. And we still got to see him throw, you know, because he had that little chip bone on his finger. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's funny that Kyle Shanahan, the coach, won't say who the starter is, but Jimmy G has all but said that he is the starter. But what happens if on the very first play of the game he sends Trey Lance out there for a little single wing football? Who made the start? Was it Jimmy G or Trey Lance? But yeah, listen, I think the feeling is Trey Lance has a long way to go, but Kyle Shanahan is going to use him as a great chess piece. And that was one reason why he took him. There's about 15 to 16 teams in this league that kind of run some form of Kyle's offense. I think Kyle just wanted to throw something different at people, and Trey Lance is part of that strategy. But for now, it's Jimmy G and some packages for Trey Lance. You can imagine it might be done at the goal line or short yardage. Who knows? But I think Jimmy G is going to have a chance to see if he can recapture that skill level that helped get them to the Super Bowl.
Mort, I mean, this is such a sports radio type question, but I'll ask it anyway. If you're looking at one quarterback this year in the league, who do you feel like has the most pressure on him to either develop and get to that next level or lift his team to the next level?
Oh, it's a really good question. You know, in a way, in a weird way, I'm going to say Matthew Stafford, even though I'm a huge fan and there's a lot of people in this league, coaches and GMs, who is a huge fan. But when they made that trade, what was it? Is it, this makes them a Super Bowl team? Well, they've been to the Super Bowl with Jared Goff. I think what people are saying is that he's got to deliver a Super Bowl championship. Now, we don't know what the injuries are going to be this year, and a lot of things change. But taking it to the next level for Matthew means winning in the playoffs, which he hasn't done before. And I won't say I'm not going to say that was his fault, but I think I think there's a lot of pressure on him to deliver there.
Chris Mortensen, ESPN senior NFL insider, joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. Got two more for you, Mort. Number one, Justin Fields in Chicago, sooner or later?
I'll say before the first half of the season is over. I'm thinking maybe in the first five games. And by the way, I think Andy Dalton's getting a bit of a knock, but that offensive line has some issues. I just mentioned about protecting yourself. They're not going to let Justin Fields get on that field if he doesn't have all his protections, all the right calls down, so that he can protect himself. People think protecting yourself is with your legs. It's not just with your legs. That could buy you a little bit of time till you're ready to play from the pocket. Eventually, you do have to win from the pocket. But, if the Bears are languishing at 1-4, something like that, and Andy's playing poorly. I don't think Andy will play poorly, by the way, but Justin's just a different level. But, you know, we don't have to have instant greatness. You got to put him out there so he can be on SportsCenter highlights. No, you got to put him out there. It's going to benefit him to be the quarterback you want him to be, and that is a Super Bowl championship winning quarterback. That always doesn't mean start from day one.
And Mort, do you think Deshaun Watson is going to play a snap this year?
I do, and I have I don't have a foundation yet to say, but right now, listen, let's see. The trade deadline's in October. Nick Cassero, the GM, says we'll take this week to week. There's no indication anything is happening on the investigations. We know the civil stuff is going to be after this year. There's been criminal complaints, but no criminal charges. And the league's not going to do anything unless there's criminal charges or an indictment. And we have no indication that's coming. Now, we know the tricky part is how, what does a trade look like? How do you put the conditions in? But I think that that trade is not, we're not, we shouldn't go to sleep on that, that possibility of a trade.
Mark, great stuff. We appreciate it. Enjoy tonight.
All right, Chris, you do the same.
Thank you. Football is here. Chris Mortensen, your ESPN senior NFL insider, joining us via the Goodyear hotline. We're going to take your calls in moments at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Mort on the Goodyear hotline, as we said, making the plays that move you forward. Goodyear, more driven. Before Mort came on, we were discussing the possibility of going undefeated. And the reference that was made by Patrick Mahomes this offseason of going 20-0, and the fact that Brady has never done it. He has come exceptionally close. But if you're going to point to anything that is left for Tom Brady to accomplish, this would be it. So, do the Buccaneers have a better chance to go undefeated than the Chiefs do? This question was put to Dan Orlovsky on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
I would say the Buccaneers, because everybody's coming back. They've got both top three to top five units on either side of the ball. They'll have a top five offense and a top five defense. Not only do they have all 22 back from the team that obviously went and won the Super Bowl last year, if you pay attention to the local people down there who talk about their first round pick, Joe Tryon, out of Washington, they're saying rave reviews about him. So another pass rusher has been added to the unit. And I really look at Tampa Bay and I go, if they get past week three and week four, because week three and four, they go on the road to LA and then they go on the road to New England. If they get past that, we're talking third week in November till this becomes another challenge. Third week in November, I believe they play on the road at Washington and then they get the Bills week 15 at home. So there's four games that kind of stand out. But if they get past week three or week four, man, it becomes a realistic thing.
It really does. And when you go through their schedule, you understand how. And I have to be as clear as possible. This is not going to happen. But if you're going to get in on either team to do it, by far, you should roll with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this is not any disrespect to the Kansas City Chiefs. We are not there yet for the Chiefs. I mean, for Pete's sake, they open with Cleveland and on the road at Baltimore. This is no picnic. They have to play Buffalo. They have to go on the road to Tennessee. They've got Green Bay at home this year. They have to go out to L.A. to play the Chargers later in the season. There is plenty of challenges that lie in front of the Chiefs, and it's hard for me to believe that they're going to be able to run that gauntlet like I believe that the Tampa Bay Bucs could, just because they have been able to bring everybody back. Does that mean that they stay healthy enough? That's a great question. There is so much on the table for you at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Can the Bucs go undefeated? Can the Chiefs go undefeated? ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Hit the lines. We'll get to your calls in just moments on the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-729-3776. Coming up, Ben Simmons had a message for the 76ers. And that message, not my job. What are we talking about? You'll find out in moments. But now is the time to celebrate, because the NFL is back. And DraftKings, the official daily partner of the NFL, has millions of reasons why you should be excited. To kick off the football season, DraftKings is giving new customers a free shot at a $1 million top prize, with a total of $4 million up for grabs for tonight's opener. Getting in on Thursday night's single game showdown is easy. Draft six players from the season opener, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. So head to the app now, feel the NFL action like never before with a free shot at $1 million payday. Download the DraftKings app now, use code PLAY. This week, new customers can get a free shot at a $1 million top prize and $4 million in total prizes. Enter code PLAY for that free shot at $1 million, that top prize, with your first deposit. That's code PLAY. Only at DraftKings, the official fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. What now, Ben Simmons? Next on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
The biggest season ever.
The system is garbage. I've never liked it.
The very latest news, analysis, and plenty of opinions.
It puts up a lot of points. It wins nothing.
And it starts weekday mornings with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max and continues all day right here on ESPN Radio. This is ESPN Radio.
Carlin on ESPN Radio. Chris, that is. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You know if there's a game that somebody's betting on, it streams Season 2 of Better Days, the Mike Greenberg-hosted series that brings true stories of unforgettable gambling adventures to life. All episodes are now streaming only on ESPN+. Check it out. I have seen some of these episodes. I'm still early in Season 1, but it is tremendous. Tremendous if you are a gambler. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Calls in just a moment on which players in the league have the most pressure on them going into the start of the season tonight and which teams in the league are going to disappoint. 888-SAY-ESPN. A moment on the NBA. This really threw me for a loop yesterday. On the jump, Brian Windhorst appeared, and we've heard so much about Ben Simmons this offseason potentially getting traded by the Philadelphia 76ers, and it hasn't happened. Why? Because the Sixers seem to want $1.50 on the dollar for Ben Simmons, when in actuality, that needs to be somewhere around 75 cents to be able to get rid of Ben Simmons. So here was Brian Windhorst yesterday on the jump with the very latest.
One of the messages that Ben has sent back towards Philly is that it's not his job to fix his trade value. It's not his job to correct his trade value or raise his trade value. That is not something that is on the menu for him. And so with that out there, I don't think he's interested in coming in and trying to change the situation. And one thing that I think is interesting is that his contract is structured in a way that he's going to get half of his money by October 1st. $16.5 million of his $33 million comes before he has to worry about getting fined a single dime for, you know, 41 of his games. So he's going to have a war chest if he can just sit this out.
Are you kidding me? On so many fronts on that. Number one, listen, my trade value, that's not my problem. Dude, it quite literally is your problem. You are the one who would not dunk a basketball for fear of getting fouled and going to the free throw line in the playoffs. In the playoffs, the only time we ever see you make jump shots is when you put out your off-season Instagram stories that you've stitched together from the five jump shots that you've made the entire off-season. Not my job. Not my job. You got to trade me. Whatever you get, not my problem. And then secondly, the Sixers have structured the deal that he will get half of his money for the season before he even has to show up. So I'll take that money, and then they'll fine me. Big deal, I already got half my salary. Are you kidding me? Ben Simmons, first of all, Rich Paul's a genius by having it structured that way. Rich Paul, I'm sorry for any question marks I ever had about Rich Paul back in the day as an agent, because he has handled Ben Simmons better than any player I have ever seen in terms of getting him his money. Back in his rookie season, Ben Simmons could have played halfway through the year in Philadelphia. You'll remember that Joel Embiid missed the first 2 years, and he was out with injury, and he finally came back, and you thought, well, all right, if you get Simmons back by midseason, at least you're going to get some time for them to play together, and that will help for the future. No, 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 no. Once they got halfway through the season, or once it was clear that he was going to miss half the year, Rich Paul got together with Brian Colangelo and said, listen, we don't want you to play him at all this year. Wait, why? Well, Ben's getting a $5 million bonus from Nike if he wins Rookie of the Year. Can't win Rookie of the Year if you only play half a season. So he did not play all year long because of it. And now this. I'll tell you what. There may have never been a worse match for a player and their personality with a city like Ben Simmons and Philadelphia. That is an utter embarrassment that Simmons actually had his camp have the gall to say, my trade value is not my problem. You have to build up my trade value. It quite literally is your problem. If you want to get moved, somebody has to want you enough to warrant actually moving you. They are not going to hand you away for nothing. This is beyond entitled NBA player. This is utter gall on Ben Simmons' part. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Ken from Kansas is up next on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Ken, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. What do you got?
Well, I'm just calling in to talk about how the Chiefs may go undefeated this season.
Why do you think that they have a better – do you think they have a better chance than Tampa?
Well, yes. And I believe it all hinges on the offensive line.
I mean, it's a fair question considering they had to completely rebuild it this offseason. But what are you expecting to be infinitely better this year that would lead you to an undefeated season?
Well, I believe because the offensive line is young and that left side is just tremendously large and just good. You have Brown on the left side and then you got Tatooine right beside him. And then the rookie right in the middle, he's a good rookie. I believe they projected him to be the best in the class. So just with those three right there, the left side is just locked down. I think the line is going to be just exceptionally good this season.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere on this argument here, and you're making a very weak case. Appreciate the call because you're just saying, well, they're good. Well, they're good. It doesn't actually tell me how they're going to play together or give me a true sense of how good they are going to be. I think they will be better. But, he's big doesn't mean he can play. And that was part of the argument there. 888-SAY-ESPN. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Up next, yesterday we celebrated the legacy of Derek Jeter as not just one of the great players in baseball history, but one of the great leaders in baseball history. Yet, I had a major problem with his speech. What was it? That's next on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
This is ESPN Radio.
This one was for the haters. Derek Jeter getting into the Hall of Fame yesterday in Cooperstown on a Wednesday afternoon, which is where special events really deserve to be celebrated, isn't it? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Chris Carlin on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, also on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN. It's great to celebrate a guy like Derek Jeter for everything that he was during his career. But there's one thing that he very much was, and in a lot of ways you admire him for it, was somebody that would never really truly let you in. He was kind of guarded. Now, he was exceptionally motivated by all the haters. Let's hear from Derek in his Hall of Fame speech yesterday.
To this day, I remember every time I was doubted. I made and I still make a mental note. So I was and I'm going to prove doubters wrong. You know, it's what drove me and it still drives me today. Thank you to the baseball writers, all but one of you, who voted for me.
Exactly. You know, look, we get it. One guy who didn't vote for him, you're going to point him out. It was a funny moment. And I have to tell you, it was probably the best moment of the entire speech because in that 15 minutes, He basically ran down a laundry list of people to thank, and I can appreciate that. I understand it. But you had so many Yankee fans that made the drive from Cooperstown waiting for this day, having it get put off by a year and not getting a chance to celebrate one of their all-time favorite players and one of the best players in the history of the franchise. And he was an amazing leader in so many ways. And probably the greatest clutch player I've ever seen, just up to the point that his very last hit in the big leagues was a walk-off hit. It tells you everything about who the guy was. Yet, I did have an issue with the speech. Because for as guarded as he was, as that wall was up during his career, where he would never quite let you in, during a Hall of Fame speech, when all of those fans have made that trip, and you talk about how much the fans have given you, so much more than you feel like you've given to them. Well, show it. Take them inside it for just a moment. There was no great story of the great moments, especially this week on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Take us inside what that moment was when the president threw out the first pitch in the World Series against the Diamondbacks that year. Take us inside what it was like for the flip play against the A's, the walk-off home run. Just give us one little glimpse of what it was like to be Derek Jeter in one of those moments. And he didn't do it. And I know fans probably were not that surprised by it. And I get that's who he is. But this was a time when he is being celebrated where he owed it to the fans to be that guy, to give them one little iota of what it was like to be him, because none of us, and I'm not even a Yankee fan, none of us will ever know what it was like. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's hit the calls. It's Mike from Arizona up next on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Mike, it's Chris Carlin on ESPN Radio. What do you got, bud? How are you?
I'm good, Chris. Thanks for taking the call.
I'm
a transplant in Arizona, originally from Florida, so I'm a huge Dolphins fan. Wanted to get your take on Tua. I've always thought he's a very talented QB, but my big concern has always been his injuries. I'm curious why that's not a bigger point of discussion. You look at his five injuries in Alabama. He missed a game last year with a foot injury. At what point do the Dolphins need to see more, or at what point with an injury do the Dolphins move on from the Tua experiment?
I think it's a brilliant point on your part. I don't think they're moving on from the Tua experiment quite yet, because they haven't even taken out the Bunsen burner in the Tua experiment. They haven't even started to figure out what he is. The injuries is where you have a very fair point when it comes to Tua Tagovailoa. I think he can play. And if he can stay on the field, I believe he will lead the Dolphins to good places eventually. I don't want to hear about how he can't throw the ball down the field. During the preseason, I really saw him throw one bad pass, and that was an interception in the end zone against the Bears. But I look at Tua, I see a winner, and I see somebody that can make plays to help you win games. Dominique is in Texas up next on ESPN Radio. Dominique, what do you got on the Cowboys?
Houston, bye-bye Houston.
What do you got?
I got Dallas, Houston, what else?
What do you want to talk about? JP from Pittsburgh, you're up next on ESPN Radio. Are we just naming places in Texas? Waco, how about San Antonio? Austin, what's going on?
I've been there. Listen, season ticket holder for the Yankees going up. Took my kids there. My son and a few buddies went to the Hall of Fame speech yesterday. They absolutely loved it. But the biggest takeaway they got from that whole day, they were two rows behind Patrick Ewing, CC Sabathia, and Michael Jordan. They said, we couldn't even see. These guys are so tall. But they just
So they were complaining about being behind them. Was their wallet too small for their $100 bills as well?
Oh, man. But it was great. But they just loved it. I mean, I get what you're saying. It's loud and clear. But they didn't care. These guys are 25-year-old, 26-year-old successful. Grew up a Yankee fan. They just loved every part of it. But I understand completely what you're saying.
Because they grew up with him, and I get that completely.
College
I understand
Station,
it.
Austin. I thought we were still just naming places in Texas.
Galveston, I hear, is lovely. I've never been to Galveston. El Paso.
Oh, that's a good one.
Any others, Bubba?
Use him to do your pick. Maybe we should use him to do your picks.
Listen,
Carlin's way.
Well, no, we only do that Carlin's way.